Eastern Kentucky is still reeling from horrific floods that killed 30 people, at least. Many who survived saw water sweep away their homes, their cars, everything. And relief efforts are stalled because roads and bridges are out in that mountainous part of Appalachia. Let's talk now to Michella Phipps, a musician delivering donations from Lexington to the hard-hit spots in eastern Kentucky. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You initially went back to check in on your family. What did you see as far as danger to the people there still?
Very treacherous road conditions, lots of bridges destroyed, mudslides, trees down, electric lines across the road, a lot of breakaways. And things like that.
So a lot of people, given the nature of the roads and the bridges that are out, a lot of people will presumably stay isolated for quite a while, you think?
Absolutely. I know that where my sister was, there was an entire culvert washed out, and there was no way to get out even once the floodwaters had went down in the area, and without power and internet and things like that, sometimes internet is the only way that people can be in contact on a good day. And so when you take those resources out, there's no way to contact loved ones or get in touch with anyone.
Were you able to contact your sister?
She was finally able to get cell reception, but As soon as the flooding began, the cell towers also went down. And so those who, you know, did have reception were not able to contact anyone. I woke up to news of the flood and was unable to get in contact with any of my family for almost 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And to be 2.5 hours away and unable to know where they were, if they were okay, if all the kids were okay. It's something I don't wish for anyone. It's a great torture, for sure.
Yeah. As you were dropping off donations at different drop-off areas, I imagine you talked to individuals there who, did they tell you how they managed to ride out the worst of the rains?
I had a childhood friend. He works as an EMT, and I ran into him at the drop-off at the Neon Fire Department, and he said, "I woke up and I lost everything." His car was quite literally sitting the rear end up on his porch, and he said that he was resulting to having to sleep at the fire department. And that he is taking it day to day. My aunt, who lives next door to my father, had 5-foot waters rushing through because she didn't want to leave, and she stayed in the home.
Oh, she stayed as the waters came in.
She stayed and stood in over 5 feet of rushing water all through the night until the water went down and they were able to get her out to safety.
So this part of Kentucky, for many of our listeners who have never been there, this is Appalachia. Tell us a little bit about this place. What are the people like? What do they tend to do?
I believe they are unmatched in their humanity, in the ability to take care of each other, no questions asked. And that is a great deal of what I've seen throughout my lifetime. When something happens, that we not only take care of each other, but we take care of others as well. As some of the most disenfranchised people, part of our survival and resilience is taking care of each other. And right now, that's what a great deal of us are doing.
Michella Phipps is a musician helping to deliver donations and supplies from Lexington, Kentucky, to the hard-hit areas in eastern Kentucky from these record rains and floods. Michela, thank you for the time. Thanks for your work.
Yes, thank you.